and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
For today, we will be reflecting on one of our core values, which is discipleship. As we are celebrating our 40th year as a church and as a ministry here in the Philippines, I'm sure many of you have heard this many, many times. So we are here and we exist to honor God and to make disciples. So why is discipleship so important, aside from being commanded by God with the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations? Our passage for today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. To chapter 11, verse 1. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. Chapter 11, verse 1 says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. You know, I remember in college, there are some classes where we get to sit down and hear the professor or the teacher do a lecture, and we take notes and we try to recall as much information as we can, and then we get tested. Hopefully, the test results would reveal that we've really learned something. Now, in some classes, they added a feature which is more than just sitting down and hearing a lecture. We go to a laboratory and where we put everything that we've learned in practice. And we have practical exams and may mga tests where we get to apply what we've learned. And hopefully it shows that we've actually learned a lot from the lessons that we've learned, whether in lecture or in the laboratory. But in some classes, we also get to group ourselves, and the teacher and the professor would do a short lecture but encourage the groups to learn more on their own and then come up with their own presentation and teach the whole class. Or maybe do a presentation with a panel who would ask more questions and see if we really understood what we've learned. Now, I'm sure we also realize now why they do that. Why teachers do that? It's not just because they don't want to teach and have students teach on their behalf, but it's because we learn a lot when we sit down on a lecture, but we learn more when we put it into practice, and we learn so much more when we are the ones teaching it. And the same thing is very true with discipleship. And I think as a Christian, when we are new Christians, we think like maybe discipleship is just for those who have known a lot, those who have gone through one-to-one, those who have gone through our ENLI classes and maybe whatever discipleship classes we've had. But you probably heard it over and over again, just one chapter ahead. You know, we're not going to share something that we don't know. We're going to share something that we know. And if for as long as we're one chapter ahead, we definitely have something to tell others. And I think it's more than just a mantra to keep the movement going, but really it's the principle of how we learn more when we teach others. You know, discipleship is a very, it's a powerful, life-changing relationship, both for the disciple maker and for the one being discipled. And I wonder how many Christians are probably delaying their growth and also being an instrument for other people to grow simply because they are holding back and being an instrument in helping someone follow Jesus, fellowship with others, and fish for men. You know, discipleship is such a life-changing experience, especially when we get to a point where we can tell, like what Paul says, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. Because it gives a sense of responsibility that we are telling others that we are committed to follow Jesus. that we are committed to fellowship with others, that we are committed to fish for men. Just like what Paul says, it affects everything. It affects all that we do. We do everything for the glory of God. And when we're telling others to do it all for the glory of God, we know that they will have watchful eyes as well, checking if we practice what we preach, if we are living out what we're telling them. And when we tell them about, do not give an offense, and what Paul was saying here, pleasing everyone, and also not seeking for my own advantage so that they may be saved. It's like putting ourselves to a greater accountability that in all our relationships, whether they're a part of the church or not a part of the church, that we are committed to honor God in the way we handle relationships. And hopefully that these relationships could lead to their salvation and their own journey of following Jesus. You know, I used to think when Paul said, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. I used to think that it's such a bold statement that only an apostle Paul could actually say. And maybe it's a bit arrogant or assuming for someone to be able to say that. But the more I reflect on this passage, the more I realize that it's actually humbling. And it's actually humbling to say that, because what this implies is that Paul is actually following Christ. And he is committed to follow Christ in such a way that he is inviting others to do the same, to imitate him as he imitates Christ. Now, the word imitate there is actually the same word where we get the word mime. You know, you've probably seen this in some movies, like, people with white faces, and they follow the actions of whoever, like street mime. And I remember in the early days of the church, that's how we attract people in the streets. Someone would do the mime, and then when the people are there watching, no words, just action and movements. People are engaged, people are hooked in, and then someone will come and preach the gospel. You know, this being an imitator is actually a very good reminder to us that many of the spiritual things that we learn and should learn is actually more caught than taught. The gospel is meant not just to be heard, but the gospel is also meant to be lived out so that people can see the word become flesh, and that they will know how to not just believe it in their heads, but also live it out with their hearts, with their hands, and their feet. And that's why Paul was correcting the Corinthian church to not just know the gospel with having the right doctrine, but also living out the gospel with the right practice. It's not just about being spiritually gifted, just like the Corinthian church, but also having the right fruit of the Spirit in the way we live our lives so that we will not become a stumbling block to others. And I believe the reason why many Christians struggle in living out the Christian life is probably because they don't have an example to follow. They know what's right, they know what's wrong, but they can't see it before their very eyes, how this is lived out. You know, Jesus, when he started the ministry, from day one, called people to be his disciples, to be with him. And he instructed them, and he did not just engage them, but also established spiritual foundations in them, but also equipped them and empowered them so that they can go out and live it out. And that is why Jesus knows that even when he leaves after 3 days of earthly ministry, and especially with the coming of the Holy Spirit, these people will be effective witnesses. What they have seen, what they have heard, what they have experienced, what they are empowered to live out will be seen by many others so that they too can follow Jesus. Discipleship is a lifelong journey of learning how to follow Jesus, fellowship with believers, and fish for men. And it's best done not individually, but also as a community. That's why Paul was saying, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And as we think about this passage today, I encourage you to remember those who have shared the life of faith with you so that you also ended up becoming a follower of Jesus. appreciate them, pray for them, and also think about your own journey. Pray that God will lead you to some people who can help you bring your faith journey to the next level. But more than that, also, I pray that God will give us discernment, the wisdom, and also the opportunity to see who are the people that we can invite and encourage to enter in this lifelong journey, this life-changing journey of following Jesus, fellowshipping with others, and fishing for men. I pray that they, and as always, we will see ourselves as a disciple growing in following Jesus, but also we'll see ourselves as a people who doesn't just grow, but help others grow also in following Jesus. Why don't we worship the Lord once again with the music team and pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will give us the strength and the boldness to live out the Christian life that is worth following as we point others to Christ. Let's worship with the music team.
Come, O fountain, come and make us whole. Oh, how we need you, Jesus. Flow, O river, flood our thirsty souls. Oh, how we
Why don't we just pray right now? Lord, we thank you for the invitation that you have given, not just the early disciples to follow you, but also to go and make disciples. Today, Lord, we want to respond by saying, God, we want to follow you more and more today. May we live to glorify you in all things. And may all of our relationships point people to you. And as we grow as a disciple and get involved in making disciples, I pray, God, that we will grow in not just knowing you and experiencing you, but as we tell others about you and what we know, that we will not just grow as well, but help others grow in their faith and in their walk with you. Thank you, God, for this time. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, thank you for joining us today. God bless you. And I encourage you to take your discipleship journey to the next level by going through one-to-one. If you're not yet going through one-to-one, joining a small group, if you're not yet a part of a small group, and also helping others be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.